been waiting for no countdown, huh?
Right at you.
Yeah, look who's early.
Who has the time?
Two Latinos. What a shock. Welcome to the MLS Cup Final live reaction.
What's good, everybody? We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We just finished watching the MLS Cup Final. I'm watching some of the, you know, some of the celebrations right here on screen.
Jorge Mas telling you Fidel would never let us.
Okay, but what a victory. Congratulations to Inter Miami, even though.
Also, great game. Absolutely great game.
Even though 29 other teams in the league were rooting for Vancouver.
I would say 90% of anyone who watches MLS was rooting for Vancouver. But congratulations to Lionel Messi, Busquets, and Jordi Alba. Yeah. And, of course, the other guys.
Yeah, nobody knows their names, but they were there. No, but congratulations to Inter Miami. No, this was a lot of missed opportunities for Vancouver, because they looked like they had a real shot, especially after they tied the game. They definitely had the opportunity to get the lead, especially early in that second half, and they let them off the hook. Remember that post game conference? Uh-huh. What was that dude's name? The coach?
Skinny dude who was the Jets coach as well.
Chubby dude. It was Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
we let him off the hook. Anyway,
we knew who they were. We knew, and we let him off the hook.
And that's exactly what happened with the Vancouver Whitecaps. I'm sure Jesper Sorensen is saying that exactly.
I'm sure he knows the reference
in that accent. But look, man, we look at possession stats: 58% over 42, which is kind of crazy for an Inter Miami team to get beat on possession. Especially when we know the type of players that they have, the type of quality that they have, that's kind of a surreal number to see. The XG 1.8 over 1.6 shots on target.
A lot of that 1.6 came late in the second half, because for a while there they were working on 0.5 even though they'd scored.
Right. Because Sabi hit the what was it?
I was talking about Miami. Sabi hitting both posts and one of them twice. Damn, you get a triple pose, dog.
So this is a big trophy for Messi for Inter Miami. You can talk all the like, oh, they're new to the league and people are just maybe the fans of this particular team are plastic and blah 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 just because of Messi or whatever. But like some people already saying in the chat, it was a good game. It's still a good advertisement for the league to the rest of the world. And especially leading up to this MLS Cup final, there was a lot of the chat. I feel like this is also intentional, where they start asking people in other leagues about the team, because David Beckham was responding to I forgot his name, Talisco, the Brazilian dude that plays in Saudi Arabia for I think Al Nassr. Basically, we beat them 6-0, and he's like, MLS is not even a competitive league, and it's like, and Beckham had to respond, be like, yes, it was a preseason where our players were just getting adjusted to the jet lag, like. You know, so it's just
right.
This discourse is also
Al Nassr wishes. Wishes that they had a trophy to lift. It's ridiculous.
No, man. I thought the first half wasn't super entertaining. I didn't necessarily love the game, but the second half,
I think you were alone there.
Between you and I, but also I think
if I'm not mistaken,
let's poll the production crew. Was the game entertaining
in the first half?
Okay, yeah. we're 50-50.
Look, yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah. Okay. The two most problematic people here said no, and the two guys you want to trust said yes. But I disagree, and I think it felt to me there was like, it felt a little back and forth. I think it took Vancouver a little more time than I would have expected for them to realize, we're not playing Messi. We're playing in a final. Regardless of what shirt you're wearing, have a chance to lift the trophy at the end of this.
Yeah.
And it overwhelmed Vancouver. They were making silly mistakes. Messi also wasn't playing great, but for Vancouver, I think they made a bunch of silly mistakes. They were a little nervous. They were sending passes where players weren't or where players should have run. And to me, I don't think it was a lack of preparation. I don't think it was a Jesper Sorensen thing. I just think it was a nerves thing where pretty much, 40% of Inter Miami is like, Now, we've been in finals before. This is nothing, you yeah. know?
They handled themselves well. I was a little nervous for on Miami's behalf because it really looked like when it was tied 1-1 that they were going to have that Vancouver was going to get the leading goal. But look, the player of the game, just ignore
that. Forget that ever happened.
Don't ignore that. Don't worry about it. We'll get to that a little bit
later.
Remember
when I told you there was one production person you could trust?
There it is. The player of the game, Lionel Messi.
And by the way, it would have been Rodrigo De Paul on the winner. But
yeah, that's why the graphic was there, because that's what we were going with. If
Messi had played fairly average
by his standards
of what we expect up until that point. But when you get your second assist and, you know, on Allende's goal, you deserve it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but but even on the game-winning goal.
Because people are going to say we're glazing Messi by putting him on here.
I mean, let him. Match. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the comment.
Damn.
All right. Thank you for speaking the truth in the comment section. Okay.
We only do that on our thumbnail. we need you to click.
No, but I, more than anything, and to me, why he's the player of the game is because of the defensive play to win the ball back to get the game-winning goal. So he wins the ball back and gets the assist.
You're talking about what a day for Guba. Gubas, the player, terrible day. The first Caribbean history being made. The first Cuban-American owners just won a trophy.
I mean, I'm excited. Are you?
It's Cuban. This is Cuban-American history. Now, don't ask him about politics. But sports ownership.
You're going to differ on a couple things.
Yeah, no, you don't got to agree 100%, right? but for sports history, this is huge. But the player I'm talking about, the reason I brought up Cuba, Gubas, he makes the motion to everyone like, hey, slow it down. We just got back possession, baby. We're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Messi's in front of him. He's thinking, well, that's not like a defensively stout guy, so I think I should be fine. And immediately, the ball's taken away from him. But I blame one other person more, and that's Tristan Blackman. For the second time in the game, he does this move where he sort of falls to his feet. He almost sits and throws both his legs out to try to stop the ball. And the player's already gone by that point.
Sure.
And now you're on your ass. You're not able to run back and defend. And that's, again, they were overloaded. He was able to make the pass. The gap that was passed to was in yours. So, yes, Gubas shouldn't have, you know, been dispossessed in that moment, especially not by a guy who's 38 years old or however old Messi is. But if you're Tristan Blackman, you're a backline, you know, you're a member of the backline, you cannot lunge your body to the ground in that moment get back there to defend.
He took the risk to try to stop the pass instead of tracking back Rodrigo De Paul. I mean, I can't really fault him there that much, but I understand. He could have totally stopped it. You know, Messi was missing some passes throughout the game. I mean, he took the risk and he got burned. I mean, but again, Cuba should not be losing the ball.
No, Cuba shouldn't be. But
that's the main thing. So, Messi, a lot of people have talked about this in regards to him, of like how he conserves his energy. Right, he's walking the entire game and
which
blah
I'm
blah.
Fine with.
But it's moments like that. The fact that he is not burning himself out in the first half, running.
That's why
all,
he still got it.
And he has the energy to win the ball back when most of the time people are like, oh, Messi, we don't even have to account for him as a defender because he's never really going to put in that kind of effort. And the perfect timing to win the ball back in that position and then do what Messi does. Good composure from Rodrigo De Paul to finish it as well. A player who really doesn't take many shots per game.
When he was at Atleti, they're not asking him to do that. He's like, papa.
If you take one, that's like Diego Simeone is like, you're doing too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we paid a lot of money for these strikers. Don't you be out there.
We got Sorloth up there.
Hey, fancy feet. How about you leave it for Julian Alvarez, huh?
So, look, I mean, look, The credit, obviously, Messi's the player of the game, but I think the a share of you know the plaudits have to go to Javier Mascherano, mainly because throughout the playoffs he made the right decision and stuck with what I think a lot of people were saying, which was to bench Luis Suarez, and that I think arguably was the best thing that they could have done. Inter Miami,
I said not to.
You did say not to, and this is why you are a terrible soccer pundit. No,
yeah, well, I mean, this is one of the reasons.
Everybody, put in the chat how bad of a pundit Alexis Guerrero is.
List the reason why.
feel free to do that.
Look at Javier Mascherano, first year, and, you know, you look at his background, there was a time where he was so bad at the national team, I think it was the U-17s mm-hmm. with Argentina, that he quit. And then Indonesia loses the U-17 World Cup, and they have to find another host country for it. Argentina gets it, and then Argentina's like, well, we can't have a national. Now we qualify for it because he didn't qualify, which is why he quit, because he would have been fired. And like, well, we now we're in because we're the host country. We can't not have a coach. So they let him in. And he coached pretty well. I don't think they won it, if I'm not mistaken.
At least but they he also better. Coached at the Olympics
yeah,
as well.
He stayed on. That's mm-hmm. how good he coached in those World Cup, in the U-17 World Cup. But by no stretch of the imagination would you walk away from that thinking, this is the guy who's going to take a team to a final or an MLS Cup final. And to do what he did, to come in, we said on the show, this is him, Messi, hiring his friend. And maybe he's got a team behind him that's very stout. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That has, you know, the analytics people and whatnot. But for the most part, this felt like him hiring his friend. It worked out. I mean, they're lifting the cup right now.
Yeah, yeah. This is a, you know, it's fascinating too. And even in this game, you know, we know the storylines behind like Busquets and Alba and Messi. But Suarez is the one who's like, you didn't even play. You didn't even play in this MLS Cup final. That is how much you were a hindrance to our
Luis
success.
Luis Suarez, if he doesn't come back, he retired a couple weeks ago.
And I think his contract was renewed, or he has a new contract. I think Luis Suarez is definitely coming back next year.
Boy, but that's I said he should be at least involved, and clearly I was wrong, but the guy's knees are done.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like, he just doesn't, especially in comparison. And not to say that he hasn't had some good last season. He was an incredible moment. I mean,
yeah, great moments.
How many goals did he score? Early this season, he was still pretty good. Yeah. A lot of contributions. He still looked okay. But
they were getting overrun defensively and having players like.
But then also the distraction and the drama, the biting, the spitting at the damn guy in the after the League's Cup final. And
who
and,
cares about that?
Who cares about that? Yeah, he spit on a guy.
Oh, it's a distraction. No, it's not. It's like, he spit on a guy. He got suspended. He should get suspended.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a distraction in the sense that you're like, your place on the team is not like
you,
a given.
You clutch your pearls if you play on the same team
with
them.
It's not about clutching pearls. It's just like
spit on someone. Yeah.
All right. Let somebody spit on you and be like, oh, whatever,
and
who cares?
What's the punishment? Either a bunch of us beat him up or he gets arrested. He got his punishment. I don't think of it as a distraction. Stuff happens.
All right. Anyway, so look, they did it without Suarez. And so it's kind of hard to justify, I think, moving forward, his place on the team, because the younger players were fantastic. And I think they've won that spot over Luis Suarez. So we'll see what Inter
it took
Miami
a lot
do.
For these younger players to come in and show, like, hey, I'm not just the guy that's going to track back.
Silvetti and Allende up top with Messi, absolutely fantastic.
Allende, all his highlights looked exactly the same. It's him getting behind the back line and making that cut in. Absolutely incredible. We got some tweets.
We got some tweets. Also, just a reminder for everybody watching across all the Yahoo channels, if you're watching, join us at youtube.com/soccercooligans if you want to get in the chat. We will highlight a bunch of comments.
All the funniest chats, we're going to bring them up. Get in there.
Yeah, so
I've seen some really good stuff already.
All right, so here's some tweet into Miami. Es nuestra 2025 MLS Cup champions. Congratulations. They're about to lift the trophy right now as well. Here we go. This 2022 World Cup winner, 2025 MLS Cup winners. And we know which is the bigger trophy.
Thank you
so much for highlighting that, DW Sports.
I don't even remember that World Cup.
2022?
When do World Cups even happen? That's crazy.
Bro, that was a December World Cup. Didn't even count.
Until the U.S. host won, I ain't worried about it. Lionel Messi in 2025, 43 goals, 26 assists, 49 appearances, one MLS Cup, the greatest individual season in MLS history.
Damn.
When you put it like that,
I mean, when you put the resume up there, Messi, yeah, he was fantastic. All right, let's take a look at some comments that
What's the chat
talking about?
Excellent game, brilliant effort for the league. I couldn't agree
Mr. 5580. Shout out to you. Let's go Miami with the cringe 8373 with the cringe comment. So shout out cringe. You
it
on
still
brand.
It feels cringy to say that. I don't know why.
You on brand. Mr. Did Will end his stream? Who's Will?
Who's Will?
Okay. All right. We're highlighting any comment. Hey,
you know what? Type anything. Apparently it gets on the show. Go keeps winning. He never stops. That is true.
Yes.
Also, I don't think you have to put the periods in between. Like, we know.
We kind of.
We know and go. We know what you mean. We don't think, like, was he watching an actual goat? You know what I mean?
Animal Channel.
Maybe okay. He just forgot he thought he was texting his friend who also owns a farm. He was yeah. like, man, the goat's
okay,
out there.
Mr. There's a conversation that we are highlighting in the chat. It's just they're talking about Will. Who's Will? I don't know who Will is. Will?
Put in the chat who Will is.
Okay, we need to vet.
Are these texts that our chat are sending each other? So happy Messi won the MLS Cup. Thank you, David, for not mentioning Will.
All right. I think if you mention Will again, we're going to have to ban you.
We're going
to
shut this
whole thing
down.
Don't know who Will is, but.
Congrats. But MLS is too predictable. Boring. Always the same team, same players. Boring. What are you talking about?
Wait, is this Will? Is this the type of commentary?
Will! Bro, what are you talking
Literally,
about?
Literally, Lionel Messi.
Messi has never won.
Thomas Muller both never have played in an MLS Cup final. The Vancouver Whitecaps have never been in a final.
In MLS Cup final.
Neither of the coaches
have ever even coached in MLS.
First year coaches. I don't know what league you've been watching. We could not predict that the four semifinalist coaches were the first year coaches.
Your football manager save isn't reality.
So I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Benny guy, go watch Will Stream.
Will Stream has the content that you are looking for.
I think you'll find some friends there.
All right. Let's move on because the comments are unhinged.
What is even happening in there?
We will get back to the comments and hear what Will's up to.
Yeah, what's Will doing these
days?
But let's
talk about
for dinner?
Another player on Inter Miami that got the game-winning goal, which was Rodrigo De Paul. I thought he had a great... he does what Rodrigo De Paul does. And we saw it in the game against Inter Miami, the game against NYCFC. He brings
he's a disruptor.
I don't want to curse on the live, but an S-housery that is not necessarily
Shh-housery.
A little housery that is not necessarily that we're not necessarily used to in the league. A lot of times, it happens obviously in a bunch of other leagues because it's part of the culture. MLS is not necessarily like, hey, he's the guy that's going to be like the most problematic and everybody knows who that guy is. There's a certain the style of play doesn't really lend itself
Ago we would have been able to call them a goon, but you can't say that now.
Right. So
because that means something totally different. Like he really is disrupting out there. Jesus Christ.
But he got the goal, three passes into the final third and four ground duels won. But I mean, the things that don't show up on the stat sheet are there's a great photo of him arguing with Drew Fisher with the Argentinian hands.
Show me the body cam of that. I need to see
Boludo,
it.
Boludo, what can you call that? Que haces? Yeah. All right. So that part of the game is, look, he's also,
and I think people forget this because people thought he was like an enforcer, right? People thought he's coming in to protect Messi. Messi can't have his bodyguard on the sideline, so Rodrigo De Paul is going to be on him on the pitch, right? And everyone thought, like, oh, that's what he's going to do. He's going to push everyone around that comes anywhere near Messi. People forget, he's also a really good La Liga player. Yeah. And given the opportunities, he's going to show you that. And I think that's exactly what happened today. He did what he came here to do. And then in the moment where he found himself open in front of goal, he sinks the game-winning goal. And you can't take that away from a player like Rodrigo De Paul.
Yeah. So impressive game overall. I mean, speaking of him, another player I also find similar that put in the challenges when necessary. I think Falcone had one of his better games this season. And it's not just, again, those the tackles that he puts in and stopping passes or whatever. It's like he is, you saw Brian White push him. He drew the yellow. Yes, is it a flop and all? And
100%.
He's yes, he is. But he is... He doesn't need to say something to Brian White after he like fouls him essentially, but he gets in your head. He's Dennis Rodman.
I don't like Falcone.
I'm not saying I like him either.
There's something about him. He gives me the vibe of like an extra in a movie about Samoans. You know what I mean? who work their way into the NFL. There's something like he doesn't make the cut, but he's in the film.
Sure, he's in there. Yeah,
there's something about him where I'm like, this guy, like, even the simple thing of like, where was it where he takes a hezzy and the Vancouver players about to run past him, and we're all like, make the pass, you got him. And he throws his arm out and essentially stops the play from running. Yes, good defensive move, but in the end, I'm like, Like, and it's frustrating for me watching, so I can't imagine, to your point, what it's like playing against him.
He's one of those guys that you want him on your team, you never want to you would never want to play against
him. Diego Costa-esque.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, look, and early this season, Inter Miami got burned so many times defensively, tracking back, emergency defending, and Falcón was either the one at fault for the emergency defending, or he had to do that. And yeah, that is on, you know, again, just the style of play of Inter Miami. But I mean, we were talking about this before even going into the playoffs. I'm like, Inter Miami cannot win because look at how they defend and look at the constant issues they have. But one of the best things that had happened was Luis Suarez getting that retroactive red card. Mm-hmm. Remember, he got the red card after the game when the MLS disciplinary committee looked at it, and then that forced everybody, that forced the substitution to bring in Silvetti. It changed how the team played entirely in this, and defensively as well. This is what I think allowed Falcón to shine and shine defensively.
And if it wasn't for Vancouver having moments of momentum in the second half where they were trying to find a goal, I think you see Luis Suarez come in this game. But because he's such a liability defensively, and Vancouver were way overloading, they're like, all right, we're going to hold off until... And then, boom, Rodrigo De Paul scores that game-winning goal. And then at that point, you're kind of good. But for me, I don't know, man. Falcón, I think if you look up where he was transferred from, I think instead of a club, it says a tire shop. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a big... It's just a big bruising guy.
Just a man looking for honest work.
You know what I mean?
So this was, yeah. So, all right, let's move on to some of the players that are obviously retiring.
They're retiring. This is the end. This is the last time we're ever going to see Busquets and Jordi Alba play.
Now, let's start with Busquets because, soccer, I mean, when we can give him, you know, it's a nice little swan song and obviously to end his career winning the most coveted trophy that there is in footballing history, MLS Cup.
I know we shouldn't read everything that's on these tiles, right? People can read for themselves, but listen to this, bro. 32 major trophies he's won. 2010 World Cup winner, we know that. 2023 Leagues Cup winner. But 32 major trophies.
That's more than all of your fingers and toes, bro.
Damn, bro.
You ain't got a lot of rings.
You can't count. You need your best friend next to you on the couch to whip his shoes off so you can finish counting. And even then, you're only in the 20. He's got 32. That's just an insane career. And I forget who said it, but somebody else said it. I forget the quote. But if you watch a game of football, you won't see Sergio Busquets. But if you watch Sergio Busquets, you'll see the whole game of football. And he's just one of those players where it's like, there's nothing about him physically that's an athlete. There's nothing about him. He doesn't have the speed. Maybe he can jump. I don't know.
He did at one point.
He wasn't known for his speed. He didn't use that to his game. He made these faint moves that made everyone else run in opposite directions. And it's just so impressive to have seen him throughout his career. And he did it here. And because MLS is not the type of league where you focus on those things, you focus on Messi, right? We talk about Messi as much as you can. You can't talk about Busquets. It sucks that we didn't get to highlight as much as what he was able to do here, because what an incredible player. And there's youth players that are attached to Miami that are going to be amazing because they had one chance maybe to speak with Busquets and he was like, try this instead of that. That opens up a Pandora's box of talent. Yeah. I mean, he's such an insane player.
As someone who, I mean, and we've seen it with his years at Barcelona, we've seen it. It's been fun seeing it in person here, and you know, you can call MLS a retirement league and blah, 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 but when we get the opportunity to in person to see these players and see why are they so special? I mean, we're not at the Camp Nou every week and get the opportunity to see them. And Busquets is a player that, like, I notice this a lot for, he just reads the game so incredibly well. But I would even argue, not only does he read the game incredibly well, but he reads inertia very well. He reads what your body is doing coming towards him. And he's like,
it's like you can't really explain it, but he knows what you're going to do.
It's Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, just literally bobbing and weaving.
Yeah, he's just like, if I do this, you think I'm going that way. And it's so simple. It's so such like little moves.
The subtlety is, that's the part of the game that's harder to to sell, it's harder to make commercials about, you know, how Sergio Busquets dips his shoulder. So that it's harder to sell. But when we get to see it in person, I think this is what elevates the American soccer fans' awareness of the game and why a player like this is so special. So, look, a great way to end your career. Miami, they just lifted the trophy right now. We're seeing them, all the confetti.
Hey, congrats.
And look, well, look, it's obviously well-deserved. I mean, I was hoping for a more, not necessarily, competitive is not the word, but I thought there would be more drama. You know, last season when they got bounced out in the first round by Atlanta, that was a shock. And it clearly the prerogative was like, we cannot let this happen again. And again, how many goals did they give up? Can we confirm how many goals they gave up throughout the entire playoffs? I think it was only two. If I'm not mistaken, two or three tops. So that's
pretty good, especially with the three game.
Especially with how poor they were defensively. Like when we look up the record of how many goals they gave up in the season,
especially with a coach like Mascherano, it's like, bro, that's kind of like what we expected from you. This is where your tutelage is going to come. Five goals through a playoff.
Five goals
through
a playoff.
Still impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And how many did they score? Let's get that as well. So yeah, this is a you know, obviously, and Busquets is a huge a part of that. He was a huge part of it last year. He could probably still do. He could probably keep going if he really wanted to. But yeah.
What about Jordi Alba?
Jordi Alba, yeah. Let's talk about Jordi Alba as well, because that somebody in the chat just mentioned that Jordi Alba shouldn't be retiring at all. He could do this another 3 years.
He does look like he still got it.
Yeah,
he played 90 minutes. I mean, this is obviously he played every second, and he's one of those players where you don't see his age as much as you do Busquets on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, Jordi, I don't know if
should have talked about him first, because 17 major trophies. It's like, that's still great. But you're not asking your boy to whip his toes out. You know what I mean?
He won Champions League, obviously won League's Cup as well last year, 2 years ago. But this is another player who I would argue a little bit different, because he's a left back. And you got, and especially in this league, you have to defend quite a bit. Jordi Alba is a little bit of a risk defensively.
Defensively, sure,
but going forward.
But I just mean like physicality. Yeah, he looks like he's still got it.
Going forward, there's probably no better left back in the league currently. But yeah, Jordi Alba, just another again fantastic player that.
Maybe it's just me, but I don't feel anything when I hear Jordi Alba. I'm not like, ooh, I gotta watch. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know. Okay, I get it. I mean, I guess for Barcelona, maybe he wasn't as iconic of a figure.
I mean, yeah, he's in the highlights, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's Jordi Alba. He's a good player. But there's something about it where I'm like, I'm not buying a ticket to Jordi Alba's there. You know what I mean?
I mean, okay. I'm sure he's not losing sleep.
I'm just being vulnerable. I'm revealing to you guys.
My question, I think, going forward is, Who replaces these guys? So
nobody replaces Busquets.
Literally, their spots on the team.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Rodrigo De Paul was signed like as a TAM player. He becomes a DP next season. So Messi, Rodrigo De Paul, and then they have another opportunity for a DP.
Right.
Who, maybe put it in the chat. Let us know who you think could or should join Inter Miami, because some of the rumors are like Neymar.
Neymar has been rumored before.
Say it again.
Neymar has been rumored before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that rumor again feels like it's getting hot.
And it would be interesting because Neymar is his contract is up with Santos. We if you don't know what's currently going on, Santos are very close to relegation. They're like I think 2 points above, and they have like 3 games left. Neymar has an MCL tear.
Mm-hmm.
And has decided to forego any surgery or any kind of physical therapy. He's like, I'm trying to keep the team up. So he's playing effectively on one. He scored a hat trick the other day. On one leg. And the rumors are there. He
knows the World Cup is coming, right?
That's the other factor. Like, Neymar is definitely on the outside looking in when it comes to the World Cup. If he comes to MLS, does Carlo Ancelotti say like, okay, yeah, this is good enough, and I'm gonna bring you. And also, if he comes to MLS, he would not start the season till effectively mid-February. Mm-hmm. So would not be playing in January at all. No game. No December.
Seems like I might need a rest.
Yeah, so I don't know what the Brazilian season is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But if he does come to MLS, he would not be playing in January and not much of February either. So is that a concern? Is that better for his rehab? These are all factors and stuff like that. And would he be healthy enough to even start the MLS season and then make it to the World Cup? And do you, if you have the opportunity to bring Neymar to the World Cup, is it a thing where you just say, no, don't bring him to the World Cup?
Ancelotti might.
So again, these are all factors, but Inter Miami should be thinking. I'm sure it's all in the works, but I haven't heard any other huge name outside of Neymar. That could be a potential.
Realistically, I haven't heard any other names. Yeah. I've heard some wild ones. There's one in our chat right now.
You know, we talk to Tom Bogert every day. He hasn't mentioned anything about who they're going to sign.
Give me the scoops.
So, all right.
Let's see what the tweets are
saying.
Let's
see what the tweets are saying. It's a good opportunity, right?
So they've lifted the trophy. Maybe there's some nice comments about that.
Michele Giannone is talking to Lionel Messi right now.
All right. Lionel Messi won the World Cup and joined the worst team in MLS, won them Leagues Cup in his first season, won them Shields in his second season, and now made them MLS Cup champions. The real definition of greatness. Messi classes levels above the rest. I mean,
you talk about us glazing.
This is crazy.
You write this in your diary, bro.
Damn, dog.
This is
you whispered this to yourself in the mirror.
All the emotions of Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets, MLS Cup champions in their final match. Yeah, I mean, look, I have plenty of reason to be sentimental.
Yeah, man,
their careers are done.
What a shame, though. You have this massive career and it ends in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, I mean, I'm sure explorers used to want to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Call me crazy, but today's MLS Cup was bigger than the 2014 World Cup final. An 8-2 loss combined in my book. Messi officially owns Thomas Mueller. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to call you crazy.
Crazy.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good, crazy?
Are you Will? that's bananas.
How you been, crazy? I haven't seen you in minutes. So
you are wild, man. What was that? Call me crazy, but MLS Cup final today was bigger than the 2014 World Cup final.
All right.
Yeah, dog.
I mean, we're not that delusional.
Damn,
no.
Yo.
All right, let's look at some of the comments.
What's the chat been up to? Busquets is one of the smartest players I ever saw. Damn, Mr.
He's like, I see his IQ.
Damn, bro.
Okay.
That dude would pass a pop quiz.
Busquets is the Will of football. Damn. Yeah, I didn't realize the reference.
There's levels to this, man.
The reference he deserved, yeah. My bad.
He's earned it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I remember. Oh, cringe. Yeah, Jordi has no reason to retire. He has another 3 years. I don't know.
I can see that.
He wants to spend time with his family.
Or maybe he doesn't. You know? Who knows?
Okay.
Luis Suarez, Will's the guy that runs the channel MLS Moves.
Oh.
He was doing a live watch along in the final. I came from there. All right, well, thank you for the context. Why is this on our screen?
This is getting... This is a promo.
The Will Chronicles, bro. Mark Anthony, best role was in Big Night. That is all.
Wait, I don't get this one. Was in Big Night? What... Anyway,
hit me with more random shit in the chat, dude.
Muller hoop, Messi all day. The GOAT wins another trophy. Well, look,
Muller still had a great season.
When you looked at their head to head record, Muller had one more. It was, I think, 8-3.
Yeah.
When they went head to head.
Whoever wrote that tweet about the World Cup final is going to come
for
you.
I do think, look, Muller, there was an opportunity for that. The 2-1, what it was, I think Sabi was dripped when Sabi hit the post times. We were all screaming. Pass Muller's wide open. He's begging for the ball. It's bold of you to be like, nah, I got this.
Hey,
Thomas Muller.
Relax. Yo, Bayern. Cálmate.
But to Sabi's credit, he did create a really good opportunity and hit the post.
Two, technically. Yeah. Because it came off the post and he still went and found it.
But even still, my instinct would tell me to pass the ball to Thomas Müller, especially if he's asking for the ball.
Oh, you know the guy that's done it in Champions League finals and World Cup finals?
Thomas Müller didn't have a huge impact on the game, like more on the ball.
Second half. But the first half was tentative for all of them.
But
Vancouver.
I did think that Vancouver, especially for the first 20 minutes of that second half, were better. I mean, they just needed that goal, and it's a whole different game.
They came so close to it.
Yeah. So, okay, next up, what do we got in the chat? David says, does Messi get to visit the White House with him winning the MLS Cup? Last year, my LA Galaxy didn't get to go to the White House.
What do you mean, get to? What you mean?
What a great question. I mean, did you all see the draw yesterday? Do you want to go through that again? Yeah. I don't know. This is an interesting question. They are going to get the invitation.
Messi's like, hey, what's the ballroom looking like?
We can place our bets now. My guess is Inter Miami do go.
Who's their owner? Simple question. Who's their owner?
Yes, yes. The Mas.
They will be at the White House. Whether you like it or not.
This ain't Megan Rapinoe being like, I ain't going to the effing White House.
If you think what he did to Bubba was glazing, wait till you see what Jorge Mas does to him.
Okay. That's getting egregious.
Just wait.
David again said, if Messi want more of his friends, let him bring all his Argentine buddies.
What? Yeah, you're wrong, dude. I would have said no because the whole Mascherano thing, but it worked out. Call your homies.
It is interesting when it comes to when I think they were putting up the lineup, and really the starting lineup is not that they're not American players. Obviously. Inter Miami has a lot of international players, but they do a little propaganda. I forgot who posted this, but it was like it was the lineup, and they had the countries that each player represents, and there were no American flags. But it's like Noah Allen is American; he just happens to have like a Greek mother.
Yeah,
and it's like okay, he's not Greek.
Sully the squad with an American.
He doesn't take up an international roster spot on the team, but I understand what you're like trying to say.
Yeah, like get the comments going.
but yeah, it's the team is they sell basically any of their gam, whatever, to get international roster spots, and this is the team. This is how they want to construct the team, and for the most part, you know, some people could complain about it, but like. They're bringing like young Argentine players. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're great players. They're just the best players they could get for the amount of money they're allowed to pay them.
Right, and they're using the fact that like you're gonna get to play with Messi to lure them in, where they can probably make more money elsewhere.
More Messis on your team, and then you're gonna draw.
At the end of the day, somebody put in the comments like, "Good, now that Messi's finally won it, can we bring on promotion and relegation?" Well, I'm not going to go that crazy. Can we alleviate some of these rules now? Please, MLS.
And Messi, look, I think it's going to gradually happen, especially when you get to...
Enough with the gradually, bro. Get rid of TAM, get rid of GAM, get rid of international slots, get rid of all this. Let these owners spend what they want to spend. Because at the end of the day, if you have Messi, you now have an advantage over every other team because those young Argentinian players you're talking about, Vancouver couldn't go sign them without paying them bucket loads because they don't know your team. You don't have a big name star, maybe Thomas Müller, but unless you have an affinity for Thomas Müller, you're not saying like, yo, I'm going to go change my whole career trajectory to go play in MLS. You got to give these GMs the ability to sign whoever is willing to come play for these teams and that the owners are willing to pay for. Enough. It now.
There it is.
Messi won. You got it. You did it. You did it at 2:00 so the whole Europe could see it.
There it is. Alexis cooking.
I didn't know you put that in there. You did it at 2:00 so all of Europe could see Messi running around. You did it. Now give us rules that allow us to compete.
Okay, there it is. All right. So let's wrap up today's show because it's obviously the end of the MLS season. And please feel free to put it in the chat. Some of your favorite MLS memories of this season. What were your favorite moments?
I just want to say Dele Alli, Jesse Lingard, and Paul Pogba, all great names by Michael Raymond as potential DPs.
Sure.
Paul Pogba, I can totally see.
But he's already,
at Monaco right
he's
now.
He's at Monaco. He's already there. I don't. I would imagine he's not going to be available next season, but maybe sometime in the future. Who knows? But, okay, favorite MLS memories. Any moments that stand out?
From this season.
This is a tough one. We didn't plan.
Yeah, we
exactly.
didn't prep for this too much. Yeah, but I would say my favorite MLS moment this season.
I know mine. My favorite moment this season, this was at Yankee Stadium, NYCFC against Columbus Crew. Julian Fernandez's late goal, game
great.
Winner. In the supporter section, a game. This was like the beginning of NYCFC kind of getting out of a bit of a slump, mm-hmm. and didn't really expect to win the game. I think a draw would have been fine against the Crew. And Julian Fernandez, just a great play and scoring a late goal on a banger.
Yeah.
This must have been in August, I think, or September. I forgot when the game was. There were obviously a lot of great moments that I watched, like televised and stuff like that. But there's nothing like going to your...
Being at the game.
At the game. Being at your... Supporting your club.
Your local. And I would say for me, it was probably when Tavon Gray had, Wilfred Zaha locked up for the whole match.
Okay, playoffs.
And his boys were on the pitch side where I was.
Yeah.
And his boys were giving him like, hey, like giving him like hyping him up, right? Mm-hmm. And he looked over and he was like, where the cameras couldn't see, he was like, just say nothing, bro. Like, he think he got me, bro. And I was like, for me, I was like, yeah. But if I had to pick one moment, I would say it's the game between Vancouver and LAFC in the playoffs. That was probably the best showcase. If you're not going to watch MLS Cup Final, you know what I mean? If you're not one of these guys that's only going to watch MLS Cup Final, you probably wouldn't have seen it. But maybe Thomas Muller versus Heming Son, or Son Heming, sorry.
LAFC series.
Yeah, the broad eyes. But that to me was the best. That was the best example of what MLS could and should be.
Sure. There are a lot of great games. I mean, like, we've been doing this show for 10 years. This is the 10th year that we're covering MLS. And yeah, it's provided like lots of like cool moments and great stories and stuff like that. But it's, it's all about the friends you make along the way.
Oh.
You know what I mean? All your MLS friends you make along the way. So it's always great.
Like Will. Where would we be without Will?
Will is just a huge part of this community that we just learned about today. So then playoff MVP. It's not much of a debate here.
You got to give it to Messi. It's kind of, what are you going to do?
He's been fantastic. And he's clearly the reason, Inter Miami are lifting the trophy. He was fantastic. We all expected it last year in the playoffs and we did not get that even a bit. He was pretty much locked down. He was kind of, he was limited quite a bit today. I think, I forgot who it was that was marking him. Ocampos. I forgot who it was, but it might've been Sabi. I think it was Cubas. He didn't really get to do that much, especially in that first half. So, but in the second half, as soon as Vancouver are chasing the game, it turned a tale of two halves, and Messi shined.
So I think about this, right? Because we were talking about halftime. All right, Messi's not having a great game, but we've had this conversation with like strikers before, right? With Troy Deeney, when Troy Deeney was here, I asked him. So if you're just like terrible for 88 minutes or whatever, and then you score a goal, did you have a good game or not? And he's like, I had a good game.
Yeah,
I scored a goal. That's what you asked me to do. In the 90 minutes, I had a good game. So like, while I'm always like, all right, Messi, you don't expect him to misplace passes or to get dispossessed like that or just kind of look a little confused the first half. And he did. There were moments where we're like, well, that's not Messi. Like, you see that and you're like, well, he's not having a great game. But then he gets two assists. He assists the game winner and he assists puts it away.
This game, he like again that first half he didn't wasn't super effective. The only times he wasn't effective were in the game two against FC Cincinnati and the first half of this game. And then throughout the entire playoffs, he's really pretty much been fantastic.
That's not bad.
And unstoppable. So an incredible performance. And it's I think a lot of people expected it last year during the playoffs, but we got it this year instead. All
How
right.
do you rate Thomas Muller's job coming to MLS? The job he's done.
9 out of 10. I mean, he just didn't lift the trophy. He made the entire team better.
I did say this, and I'll retract this because I did say this, or at least I'll apologize for it. Thomas Muller is not the guy to sell put butts in seats. And while I still believe that, the effect of Thomas Muller did. T- Thomas Muller made that team so much better, so much more fun to watch, mm-hmm. that in turn put asses in seats. And that came with Sebastian Berhalter going to another level. And, sure. you know,
winning sales tickets. And, yeah. and Muller did that.
He made it a vibe.
See, Muller puts butts in seats through like a pragmatic, making the game better. Yeah. Lionel Messi puts BBLs in seats. He just...
This is important. Go to his ISO. This is important. Start from the top. Start from the top.
Thomas Muller puts butts in seats in a pragmatic way by helping the team win. Lionel Messi puts BBLs in seats. Okay?
Right?
He sells tickets to the right people.
And all I'm not picking one over the other. I'm just saying it takes a village. You want them all.
Okay. You Everybody know? Got their own strategy.
Yeah.
You can't fault anybody for how
you
they get it.
You see how wide the seats are in these suites? You got to fill them up, dog.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the comments before we head out. Shout out to everybody. Major Money, an OG, says, you guys made it to the big time. You got Messi bots in the comments.
We do got Messi let's bots go. In the comments. Let's go.
We got Messi bots and Will bots.
Damn. Okay. Messi winning a trophy, that only matters.
The only trophy that matters. That's it, bro. Okay. Show some respect on MLS Cup. I can see someone coming in for Raheem Sterling. Someone should also ask West Ham about James Ward-Prowse. James Ward-Prowse is...
Let me tell you something. Mr. is James Ward-Prowse's agent. Will was like, go into this chat.
James Ward-Prowse.
James Ward-Prowse.
Mr. 5580 is elite ball knowledge.
Yeah.
Even mention the name James Ward-Prowse.
Hold on. After what, 2021?
James Ward-Prowse playing in 85 degree heat in FC Dallas and Frisco. Trust me, not doing anything. No. With all due respect. Free kicks? Yeah. James Ward-Prowse, you got it. All right. Benny Guy has never watched MLS.
That's the guy who said that. This is bigger than the World Cup final. Slow down.
Okay. Chef David says, who wants to visit a dump like the White House?
Hey, Chef David Santos.
Okay.
It's the homie.
Great question. Can we land Mo Salah to MLS? Did you see? Did you see Tom Boger talk about this on SoccerWise?
That his potential.
The only team he sees that he could possibly go to is San Diego because of the Egyptian ownership as well. So. This was a 2025 MLS in the books. Shout out to everybody watching live. Shout out to everybody who enjoys the league, who watches it with us. Shout out to all the people who we're getting a lot of messages from people who we're in their like top five Spotify Wrapped.
That's so great.
So thank you to everybody who's on this journey with us to enjoy this sport and enjoy this league.
Everybody
in the chat is great at we always say this is the funniest chat that is in as far as American soccer media and American soccer commentary. What happened?
There's just one comment in the chat that says, "Hey yo." Well, what are you AYO? Let us know.
That's a solid AYO.
Hey yo. Okay. Would you catch slipping?
All right. Oh, so we got to highlight. Look at Michael Raymond's comment. You see it?
My favorite moment is Donovan getting hair.
Great. Well done. That's right.
That is an iconic MLS moment.
Iconic MLS moment. This was...
I still think they should put a little toupee on the top of the Landon Donovan MVP trophy.
That's a great idea.
Just keep it going.
All right, everybody. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure, if you haven't yet, hit like on this video if you're watching live, whether you're watching it.
Hit that hype button. It's apparently very important.
Hit the hype. YouTube wants you to hype us up, bro. Do what YouTube tells you to do. Shout out to everybody also watching across all the Yahoo Sports channels. We always appreciate it. It's been a crazy busy week. Obviously, yesterday we did the live reaction to the draw. We did another a live show. So everybody across all the Yahoo team is putting in a lot of work. So we got also a lot of big shows coming up. Obviously, our shows every Monday and Thursday. You can listen on all podcast platforms. You can watch on YouTube, and we have a very huge guest coming soon. So be on Trust me. On the lookout. Especially if you're into politics, this is a good one. You're going to like it.
Even if you're not. You're going to like this.
It's a good one. Be on the lookout for that. That's coming next week. And anything else before we wrap up?
That's right. We're going to have Ghislaine Maxwell on the show.
she got some stuff to
she's
say.
She's got a lot to say.
She's like, we need
not
to,
true.
That's she's it. Like, we need to rein in these MLS roster rules.
Imagine.
She's going to be like, we need to lower the age. No, Ghislaine.
No,
we don't need to do that.
No. Stop talking about academies.
Anyway, y'all the absolute best. Thank you again to everybody in the chat. Y'all, so fun, so funny. And we'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode. So like I said, hit like, hit subscribe on YouTube, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to listen to the
And rest in peace, Busquets and Jordi Alba. We'll miss you.
Meaning like, now you can rest peacefully.
Yeah, because you're not playing anymore. You're tired.
The somberness is crazy. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody. Take care. Have a good weekend. Peace.